Long Talk Radio.
I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed. I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed. You are a weapon of my soul, and I just wanna be done. Everything is turning fast for me. My eyes are running cold, the air is standing straight up. This is not the way I picture me. I can't control my shake. How the hell did I get here? Something about this so very wrong. I have done a bad life. I wish I didn't like this. Is it a dream or a memory?
Here we are. It is Tuesday, June 16th, a little after 8. We're late again.
Yep.
So that hasn't changed. There's going to be a lot of changes, though, here on Parent Unafraid. Hopefully, one of those changes results in a shitload of callers tonight, or emailers, or text messengers, or smoke signalers. Or
we'll even accept Telegram.
Mr. McFeely. Ah, you're too young to remember Mr. Rocky the Bit. Speedy delivery. Oh, hey. Now, technical glitch. Just a quick apology for last night. Oh, I need to come closer to you, Jacob. Yes. I like Jake. So, an apology for last night. We were trying to, using the same microphone for two applications, just running out of bandwidth altogether. We did try to put some video on Google Hangouts. Those of you who may have tried to look over there, tonight we're going to have, hopefully, something a little different. And it's not recording. But,
how about that?
Wouldn't you know? Oh. Well, now we're on there.
Yep, now we're doing a video.
So we're gonna be a little bit behind. But I'd say half an hour after the show, check out our YouTube page, our YouTube channel, and you should see the show. You should see us here in the bunker. Bringing it to you.
Yep.
So I don't know if you heard the show last night, the way it sounded.
I did not.
No. Oh, no. About only a third of it could you hear. That's terrible. So, that may have been our best show yet. Who knows?
Maybe.
I do know. The program, we are now, we've amassed over 200 downloads.
Nice.
Our website. It's over, 1,300 clicks for the month so far.
Nice.
Already surpassing our best month, which was February. And we still got half the month to go.
We can only go up.
So, if that tells me again, I think I've said this before, there's a need. There's an interest. There's people getting hosed out there. And they're tired of it. Well, I'm tired of it, too. Why don't you give us a call? Area code 646-716-9690. Give us a call here on Parent Unafraid. Let's talk about how we can put a stop to this together. Or you can send us a telegram via Mr. Yeah. McFeely. You could hit us up with text message. JDavis at jdavis.net. Also, another cool little perk, I suppose, that we can clue you in on. If you get tired of typing in the whole blog talk radio thing to come and just watch the show or download it, you can now view it, or hear it, at least for now, at jdavis.net. So, if you get tired of typing blog talk, you forget the blog talk radio address, you'll never forget jdavis.net. go there, click around. You'll find access to the show here.
For those of you lazy typers, you're welcome.
No, but don't get too lazy because it's not just J. Davis. It's J-A-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, that takes us somewhere else. Somewhere else altogether.
Canada.
Eh? So, let's see. We got plenty of entertainment. We got some good issues to talk about tonight. And I think we'll get to those momentarily. First of all, let me say I'm glad to be here again. I think we got this technological stuff all figured out. So now we can focus our attention and our energy on the things that matter. Keeping Ernie busy and bringing children home.
Have you seen him anywhere? I haven't seen him all day.
I heard him earlier.
But I didn't know. Maybe he went out to give us coffee.
Oh. So, yeah, last night. So, those of you who couldn't hear anything last night because of the technical difficulties.
We blame James.
Yeah, probably him too. I know that I blame him for my weekend. I spent in the hospital having my stomach pumped of Haitian voodoo cake. That's what they call it. It's a classic case of Haitian voodoo cake. Ernie, how do you even know any Haitians? You're from North Omaha. Ernie been to Haiti too, Jay Davis. Oh, he's back. All right, we will be back in a minute. We're going to try to ditch this voodoo fella. Parent Unafraid, 646-716-9690. Give us a call. Somebody's got to stop Ernie. Oh, and I've got to push the other button. June 26th. You've got the court report almost ready to go. Guys, Just bury the hatchet. Oh, no, don't take that as a threat or anything. How about, let's turn over a new leaf. How's that? Jeff Vandenberg, will you go to prom with me? Lisa Minardi, will you be our chaperone? Let us know your answer by calling 646-716-9690, you sons of bitches.
Oh, God.
I bet they were.
He said yourself. Sorry.
What about?
So, Vandenberg, one knows his asshole did today, huh?
What did you know?
It's not really what he did. Well, I uncovered some dirt on the guy in my seeking out something good for programming here tonight on the show. And I came across, and I don't know if I mentioned this on air, the fact that the SOB of the year in the Eastern Service Area, Vandersloot himself, is, by his own account, the world's greatest atheist.
I think you have brought this up before.
And that's not a title I've bestowed upon. I think he wears a t-shirt.
He says you're listening.
Well, this thing's going to go down, I guess, one of these days. That's going to be a real Clash of the Titans.
I can take it.
Pay-per-view, right here, sideways. I'm Parent Unafraid. It's going to be Jacob Curran versus Vandersloot in what can only be named There Is No God, Only Pain. Ooh, we could charge $29.99 for that one.
I think I can take him physically and intellectually.
I think Lisa Minardi could take him physically. And so what's funny is I made a cartoon a while back about an NFC meeting, and it had Lisa Minardi was present, and Vandersloot was there. And the ultimate prize for Lisa was that her boss would make her a ham sandwich if she were able to destroy the lives of the Davis family. I wish I could air this. Well, I was looking through, I came across some interesting tweets last night by one Jeff Vandersloot. I mean, one at I Am Evolved. did I give away his Twitter handle on the air? At I Am Evolved. Sorry. Well, came across some of these, and at one point he said, you know, I hate Christians so much. And this is all stupid. What I'm going to do is watch Netflix and eat a ham sandwich. Jeff Vandenberg apparently snatched that ham sandwich straight out of the mouth of Lisa Minardi.
He loved the sandwich.
I wish I could play that thing. I wonder if we could do the audio for it. What do you think? Do you think we could? Have we tried it before? Hey, boss. Me and Lisa want to win ham sandwich prize. We're going to try it out. Give me just a second. I think we can do this. Although it is
either crash and burn
or go down trying.
Yep.
Get you right here.
Lose situation.
Ooh. Video. Folder empty. Oh, that's Quest for Spoon.
Nah. Quest for Spoon.
Here we go. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Give me a minute here. Oh, there's plenty of football.
Where?
Are you here? Trust me, audience, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to appreciate this. Possibly not. I know Vandersloot won't appreciate it.
We don't care.
That's right. Because we, Parents Unafraid, court documents, no, it's not under that file, obviously. Juvenile court stuff? No. Meeting recordings. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, we've got some good stuff on here, though. Oh, we can play some of those at some point. This one here, is one where I beat them the other day in their tug of war over who would be able to, where I'd be able to have my visit. Oh, here it is. Now, this is just the first few seconds of it. So, it's not the whole cartoon. Oh, look. Holy mother of God. Yowza.
Fuck it over by me.
No, I don't know what it was. It's some kind of creature.
Shank.
So, audio only here, but hopefully you'll find it amusing.
I love the money.
Business or family community story competition.
So, who's winning the How Many Families Can We Destroy competition? Good God. Tell me someone around here knows how to show some damn initiative.
Listen, boss. May not be one to make you proud. May not he will destroy families for you. May not he always say, the best ham sandwich may not be ever eat. Boss way to make for may not be. Boss way to make ham sandwich prize for may not be. If me win.
If me win. That's a big if, Lisa. Looks like you've got your work cut out for you. You know, Vandersloot, there he is. Gosh, he looks even more menacing and animated. Oh, God, just the scariest atheist God ever created.
Yep.
I bet he loved that one. So anyway, Vandersloot today has a... Well, I had to call him for something. Oh, so I wanted to take my kids Thursday. Parents out there, anybody looking for something to do with your kids on Thursday afternoon around 3 o'clock? Big news here in Sarpy County, big news in La Vista. It is time, once again, for the annual La Vista Dinosaur Egg Hunt.
What?
That's right. It's going to take place on Thursday, 3 o'clock, here at Central Park, just down the street from the old Jay Davis residence, which is nowhere near where the bunker is.
We're way down that way.
Right. We're a good 4 blocks away. anyway... I want to take the kids to this thing, but they don't usually show up here until 3:30, and the dinosaur egg hunt starts at 3. So I called. This is not going to go over well, but I'm going to have to call and ask a favor of this Jeff. So I called. He didn't answer. Well, his phone rings. He picks it up, hangs it back up.
You're kidding.
He pulled the old, That's what he did. So I called the supervisor. And the supervisor didn't answer. So I called the supervisor's cell phone. Supervisor didn't answer the cell phone. So I called the supervisor's supervisor, who answered the phone on the second ring. And knew who it was. I said, this is Jason Davis. So I know who you are. Oh, well, good. And I asked about, you know, if we can do this deal a little bit early. She said that'd be no problem. Hour or so later, my phone rings. It's Jeff Vandenberg.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, I didn't hear it when it was ringing. I caught the voicemail part of it. Maybe I can play it just to show you.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's play it. A new segment. It? Yeah, a new segment that we'd like to call...
Let's hear from
Idiot. Voicemails from Vandenberg.
That one works better, isn't it? Right?
PMs from Vandenberg. So... Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Put this thing on speakerphone. Voicemails from Menard. Voicemails from Vandenberg. Episode 1. Oh, password. Vandersloot Sut.
Hey, I just woke up.
That's not you, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
That's my dad.
Good evening. This is Vandenberg. I saw that you called. Thank you very much. Bye.
Could you sense that? Okay. This is Vandenberg. Did you hear how he stressed that one?
Mm-hmm.
Because I sent an email yesterday. that Vandenberg's acting like a 2-year-old baby. See. Ha! Oh, I call him out to see him, Jeff. Sorry. Oh. Anyhow. He did call back. Well, I chose to call him. I guess I was kind of, what's it called, poking the pinata or something. I called him back, just hoping to hear him answer the phone that way again. Which he did. He did. What do you want, Davis? Jeff, how the hell are you? Kind of what I said. You know, we're getting into summer here. My boy's been out of the home for a while. I still have these two jerk-offs I've got to tote around with me to, you know, supervise everything I do. I haven't been able to take my kids to do anything real fun yet this summer. So, Jeff, I'm calling to ask a favor of you. Toby, come on. I asked him so nicely. He's like, by the end of the call, it was much like earlier when I asked him to go to the prom with me.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you have a great day, Jason. I will, Jeff. I hope you have a great day destroying people's lives. Oh, Vandersloot, if you're listening, and I really hope you are, and anybody else who's listening and interested in this, in my journey last night, and I came across Vandersloot's Twitter stuff, I also managed to come across a couple other interesting online presences of Vandersloot's. One of which, I believe, was a dating site. Want to know what Vandersloot lists as his career? Human trafficking.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Interesting. Because now, if we go back, you know, a week or so ago, Project Harmony, on June 5th, I'm fairly certain that we saw something there. Human Trafficking HQ. You're just proving our point for us, Jeff. You and the rest of your cronies.
Making our job so much more easier.
So, the problem, though, now, is they think, Jeff certainly thinks, and I bet you people in his line of work, people just like him, think the same thing, that the communities they serve and the people they interact with could in no way be intelligent enough to ever catch on or to ever bring them down or to ever cause them to stumble. Well, you cause yourselves to stumble. And this dumb bastard here, all I'm doing is putting my foot on your balls. You messed up. You messed up, Vandersloot. And, yeah. Just to illustrate, I guess, just how sheepish these people believe the general public to be. Now, we could go back to their comments about how juvenile matters take place in the open forum of the court, totally open to the public. We know that's not true, but they lied to us all on television, and they don't care about the repercussions. Today's World Herald, brought to you by Moments with Minardi. An article written by Martha Stoddard.
Never heard.
Well, I've heard of Martha Stoddard. Now, Chat, you have your ass and your tail right in my face at the same time. Yeah. Come on. If you want to be on the radio, you can do it. You just got to not put your ass in my face. Here you go. Sit like a normal dude. All right. Here you go. Yeah, there he is. Can you see? All right. Type stuff. Yeah, all right.
He's like, nope.
You take care of the mouse button. Type, 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 type. So, Arthur Stoddard, a couple months ago, I learned these comments from via the Health and Human Services Committee down at the Unicameral. They're getting ready to vote on whether or not to approve the extension of NSC's contract past June 30th of this year, at which time they're set to receive $59 million. $59 million. Hmm. Like what is that? Jay Cutler's contract. You know, I'm a Packer fan through and through. But I'll tell you what, I would take Jay Cutler any day. I would have Jay Cutler come and quarterback the Packers clear into his 90s and have to fucking look at Vandersloot one more day and have to listen to one more lie that comes out of the mouths of these people. I would bow down. I would, you know what I do? I'd burn my Brett Favre jersey. I'd burn it.
That loud. Is it a Vikings Brett Favre jersey or is it a Packers?
It's not. It's a Packers away jersey. I do have a Packers Jets jersey, or not a Packers Jets, a Brett Favre Jets jersey. One I'm going to hang on to. Just because it looks pretty freaking sweet on me. But God damn, that's how much I hate Vandersloot. And not even just you, Jeff. Maybe I'm putting way too much on your gigantic head.
You can't concentrate on that much.
It's because it's not just him. I mean, this situation was messed up far before Vandenberg came on the scene. And, you know, it's going to be messed up, you know, after he's gone. Well, hopefully not. We got a message coming in on the text messenger machine. We're gonna call this guy live. We're gonna call you back, caller or texter. Oh, did you didn't see my new meme, by the way? It's sexy Jean-Luc Picard, and we'll put this up for everyone. Picard looking sexy says, "Tell me, Jeff, if God isn't real, how do you explain Jay Davis? How do you explain Jay Davis, Jeff Vandenberg? You don't. You don't. What you do is you just get mad and then you hang up your phone and then you don't talk to someone for days and then you pout about it and then you go and post a bunch of shit online to a bunch of dimwits and you try to lord your semi quasi intelligence over them and then." Having felt better about yourself by sometime Monday morning, you've got the guts to go back. That's how you roll, not how I roll. No. I roll. What's it called?
Hey, Jay Davis.
Come on, God. Ernie.
How do you get in?
I've got to return a call to this text messenger here.
Well, that text messenger can wait.
I don't think it can, Ernie. I mean, this is our audience.
This is our audience. Was it someone from the audience?
Well, no, actually. Now, Ernie, we'll be right back, Ernie. Okay?
You just took a break, okay, guys?
We're going to take another
one. You can take a break. That's not a threat. It's not a threat at all. The real threat here is that we'll be back in just a minute, and that's a promise. Threatening one.
You took a
And I had no idea that song contained so much profanity. I kind of did, because I have that tattoo on my arm. Someone else I know has a tattoo, and maybe two or three piercings. Jeff Vandenberg. Don't want to know where those piercings are, Jeff.
Maybe he's saving some pubic scrotum.
At the age of 56, he's facing a lot more than that. So anyway, text messenger, I'm going to give you a call here right now. It's our old buddy James.
Hey, why did James get a phone call?
Ernie.
Because it's better than you, James.
Can you go walk the cat, please? Oh, yeah. Hey, Russell, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, hey. I'm glad you texted us on the text messenger. I don't know how to text back, so I called you. I'm not much of a texter. I'm not good at it. So can you hear us, James?
Yes, it is.
Well, what we were just getting ready to talk about here was I was revealing some of the stuff that I just came across accidentally regarding our dear friend Vandenberg. Oh, well, for one, did you know Jeff Vandenberg likes women, number one? I didn't know that. Number two, he's got a, we were just talking about tattoos here on the show. We were listening to Dead Kennedys coming back from the break, and I mentioned my DK tattoo. Then I said, I know someone else who's got a tattoo. Yeah, and two or three piercings, according to his dating profile. That'd be Vandersloot. But
I can't imagine being a kid.
Well, tell you what, we gotta come up with some of this stuff here. Vandersloot. Now, audience, I'm gonna catch him up here. Those of you who don't know, as I mentioned before, Jeff is the current reigning heavyweight atheist of the world. But not for long, because we got another guy over here who's going to take him down. Better start praying, Jeff. Start praying. Oh, but that wouldn't work, would it? No. So here's the best sleuth ever. All right, so I came across all these posts that the sleuth put online, and I'm going to share a couple of them here. Now, the day you were there, the day we met sleuth in his office, right, James?
Yes, I was.
Do you recall what he said to me there?
I recall him mentioning how, you know, he understands how you don't believe in, you know, the 12 steps because of the mention of God.
Right.
And as a fellow atheist, you know, he understands.
And I told him he had to have made a mistake because I'd been attending the same program for the same church for 3 years prior to that.
Well, that, and I also remember you going, I believe in that.
Right. I mean, I'd just been fighting with him for 2 months trying to get my kids to go to church with me on a Sunday.
His excuse was, oh, that must be somebody else's child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way to try to get yourself off the hook. All the work he does, sure. All that hard work he does. So,
oh, yeah.
But as soon as the moment that Vandersloot realized that I was, I'm certainly not one of the 12 apostles, but, you know, I've got my faith, and, you know, that's cool. It wasn't cool to Jeff, because the second that happened, I watched his face turn into more of a frown than it was I won't say it.
One thing I don't understand is, if this man is an atheist, then how can he be a member of Satan Mingle?
Oh, yep. Well, that brings me to Satan Mingle. Yeah, and it also brings another point where he likes to post, I love Satan, a lot of places.
Well, that, he has a little girl.
Right. And so, as an agent of good, a man who's out there whose role in this world, or role at least professionally, is to look out for children, look out for their interests, to look out for people who try to exploit children. And yet, this same man exploits a 7-8-year-old girl to spread his message of hate. Grow some balls, Vandenberg. Well, that's right. Well, you know what? If he would have met old Charlie Daniels, what was his name? You play a pretty mean fiddle, son. But give the devil his due. Right? Well, he would have if he'd seen that boy play that fiddle. So let me, You know what Parent Unafraid is? Parent Unafraid is unafraid of you, Jeff. That's right. Because here's what Jeff says. Let me quote this here. I'll go through the whole conversation here. I do so hate so-called Christian. Ooh, he hates them. Then this old spouse, I believe, says, good. God said the world would. You are a good litmus test. There is no God. You're wrong there, good buddy. I can't read that part. So much God-centered Christian love in here. Well, then get out there, Vandenberg. Don't go looking for fights.
See, that's not even...
There's no atheists in foxholes. There's also no atheists when Jay Davis is coming after him. with a lawsuit. That's what I mean. When Jay Davis is coming after him with a big, fat lawsuit. Not a weapon of any type. Or dog.
You know, it's amazing. Like, you know, I mean, I can care less if you're an atheist or you worship the devil or train your front yard as your God. I don't care. But you don't use personal religion and beliefs to take it out on someone to hurt them.
And when you're in a position... This is my belief about this all. When you are a man who's in a position that wields so much power, this guy's got more power than frickin' Barack Obama, because this man has the power at any moment, anytime he wants, to snap his fingers and destroy an entire family. It's like the frickin' Death Star. You know? So. Exactly. Now, if you're in that kind of a role, with that much power, I firmly believe that you should be very, very careful about the things that you post online, about the impression that you give, and about the aura that you give about of yourself. Because if someone catches wind... Yeah. Well, how do I know, James? How am I to know that... all the shit that I've gone through with Vandenberg over the past month is not because I stood up to him and said I'm a Christian, and now look at the hell that he's put us through.
Oh, exactly.
So how am I to say that his hatred for Christians and Christianity is not what's inspired him to destroy my family? I'd like to think that it's not. I'd like to think that he's still a professional. But then I read things like this. There is.
I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
Well, you know what? I've got an agenda now, and my agenda is to make sure that son of a bitch doesn't have a job come fucking July 1st.
Well, he has a job, but I heard he can teach up oils.
Yeah, he might have a job. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I applied for a job at NFC. Let me share, James, if you got a minute, let me share these messages from Vandenberg real quick.
Well, I got to take off.
All right.
You hold me later.
All right. We'll be off the air in 19 minutes.
All right. I'll discuss some more about the sheep.
All right. Yeah, all right. Well, you have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
Not a problem.
All right. So, he didn't want to hear. I bet you it just made him angry. Should he heard what we're going to share here. No, I'll do the Vandenberg.
Okay.
Now, this is his response to an article or discussion that's titled, Bible-Believing Americans Need to Boycott the Rose Parade. So, Vandenberg comes in. Vandenberg, so much God-centered Christian love in here. Then he says to Rotten Rollin, I'm not even sure you have an IQ. You're not the boss of me. Then to High Speed Hot Rod, I Am Evolved says, guess what? I need to prove nothing to you.
Yep, you know English good.
Now back to Rotten Rollin. It's funny that you say that because he says, hey, Rotten Rollin, you all spend too much time homeschooling. Learn English. I love Satan.
So he's clearly not an atheist.
So.
Because any self-respecting atheist wouldn't say that.
And
stupid. That defeats the purpose of atheism.
And any self-respecting intellectual who, as well, many atheists, and Jeff Vandenberg certainly thinks that he is definitely an intellectual. What kind of real intellectual, A, needs to come into chat room or a message board and try to stir up guff with people? Also, what kind of intellectual who is so open-minded and so enlightened that he has no room for bigotry goes into a chat room like this and then starts making generalizations about Christians by saying, you all spend too much time homeschooling. You know what? I'm a Christian. I wasn't homeschooled, and I speak English. So thanks, Jeff. Thanks for fucking painting me into a corner. So you want to talk about bigotry, and you want to talk about closed-mindedness. Why don't you evolve a brain, Jeff? How about that? Let's do that. Why don't you ask Satan for one? Satan ain't got no brain. Neither do you, Jeff.
No.
So I'm done talking about that, too. Okay.
This is kind of a Vandenberg special.
Yeah, well, that's what it kind of has been. You know, and it'd be a lot easier, be a lot better if, you know, maybe we had somebody else. We got another topic we could try to hit here. I'll take a break, come back, and I know that we've got Ernie the intern. I can't keep him in the closet forever. We're going to have to let him out there for a second.
He's chewing through the door as we speak.
All right, Ernie, after this break, you can come out.
Okay,
we'll get to you right after this break, Ernie. And this break is brought to you by SatanMingle.com. If Jeff can date, anyone can. Satan Mingle. Jeff Vandenberg, Captain and Tennille Trio, My Hatred. Captain and Tennille, Jeff Vandenberg. Vandenberg on the tambourine back then, My Hatred. No, honestly, now, it played that kind of illustrated point. I believe in God. I have some faith. And if you look around here on the bookshelf,
yeah.
I've got, I have a collection of books spanning probably, well, at least every major world religion, and even some of the old mythological ones. Roman mythology, Greek mythology. I have something on Norse mythology over here. I'm not offended by that song by 6 Feet Under. Even though it goes on to say, choke on your fucking cross, motherfucker. Which is something now, if Jeff Vandenberg were saying it, it'd make me sick. 6 Feet Under, it's entertainment. It's entertainment. I don't know what their real personal beliefs are, but I know that they've been a little bit hypocritical in the past by singing, they have a song called No Warning Shot. That's one of them. And then a couple other ones. One Bullet Left. Lots of songs about killing people and stuff for no reason. And then they come out and make a song that's against the war in Iraq. So you're all about just random murder, but murder in the name of something, murder as a soldier. It's hypocritical, which is why I feel that they don't put a whole lot of they don't put a whole lot of faith in what they're saying. They don't put a whole lot of energy into it. It's just entertainment. That's why I can tolerate that stuff, but I can't tolerate Jeff Vandenberg. So, I guess maybe I made myself clear there. Oh, shit, I forgot about her. Oh,
poor guy.
Oh, all right.
Well, during a kiss chamber, a kiss. The story of the unpaid intern.
Ernie! Ernie, you in there? Ernie!
Did he close me out?
Ernie!
He dug a tunnel.
Ernie! He got away.
He dug a tunnel, didn't he? He dug a tunnel.
He's halfway back to you again by now, I'm sure.
Who gave him the spoon?
Oh, I've got suspicion.
It was me.
Could have been Jace. Could have also been, No, that's... Connor's the Green Ninja of the Fork Clan, so...
Oh,
it was you or Cooper. So, either way, let's put out an APB here. We need to make a public warning, kind of along the lines of an Amber Alert. We're just going to alert you to another danger.
Stay away.
Warning. If you don't need to go outside, don't go outside.
There's a green one.
There is an obnoxious, out-of-work state senator running the streets at this moment. Armed with a spoon.
Do not interact. He will attack you.
He knows how to make Haitian voodoo cake.
That's the Chandler family secret recipe, Dave Davis.
Oh, crap.
Ernie. This is getting creepy now.
Ernie don't need no microphone. Ernie's a channel. I can channel my Ernie.
So now voodoo cake. And now he channels himself. So where are you coming from? Where's your voice coming from, Ernie?
That old fireplace over there.
Huh. Well, there used to be a fireplace here.
Yeah.
But, it was a wood-burning stove and went up. There's no way. I bet she's up in that chimney.
I'll smoke him out.
That's right, motherfucker. I'm a black Santa Claus.
Ernie, come on now.
I think
Ernie's been drinking. You know I can't have any of that stuff around here, Ernie.
Too much of the pineapple coffee.
All right, I'll take my cold 45 and go home.
That's right, Ernie. I will, I'll give you a ride home is what I'll do. I don't want you driving.
Bring back some spoon.
Quest for spoon. So, we got about seven minutes. I would love to hear from somebody out there. Maybe someone who'd like to give Ernie a ride home.
First caller gets a free Ernie.
All right, and I'll give you gas money.
Or for you.
That's right. Ask for grass or cash. Ain't nobody rides for free.
Ernie, come on, get out of the 70s here. And
no.
Like Dazed and Confused, the unicameral edition.
I don't think he'd be a good bat in the color.
O'Banion. Ernie O'Banion Chamber. I can see him down at the legislature with a soul pole. The fuck you run it. Oh, Ernie. So, speaking of legislature, big news today on Facebook. Yeah, well, they're not giving me much of a chance. Not giving me much of a chance here. But, and before we go over this Facebook thing, I just want to say again, Ernie's here. As long as he stays around, you know that there's going to be some kind of entertainment here on Paranormal Freak. But this show is driven, and it's here for the purpose of giving parents an opportunity to speak out, giving opportunity to parents so they can not feel so isolated, tell their story, get things off their chest, expose some of the things that's happening to them, some of the things, maybe it's Jeff Vandersloot doing it. Maybe it's Lisa Minardi who's trying to steal that ham sandwich from you. I don't know. But this show is really driven by callers. We're here to help you out. We're here to help each other. And we're here to assemble an army that's going to topple this system, put it on its ass, and rebuild it. That's right. And, Jeff, let me tell you something here. It sounds an awful lot like what Jesus said, he said, this temple man will tear down, but he'll build it back up in 3 days. See? I'm no Jesus. I can't even swing a hammer. I couldn't tell you. I listen to MC Hammer, but I tell you what, I consider it a personal mission of mine to tear this motherfucking machine down that you're running. I'm going to tear it down. I've said it before. I've said in the past that I was going to burn the system down. They put the whole system, wherever the system is, on arson watch. DEFCON 4. 1. DEFCON 1.
One down.
Good Lord. I can't even understand. But, listeners, I know there's a lot of you that download the show and listen to it later. Tell you what, if that's the case, send us an email, and we will read it tomorrow on the next show. You can reach us here at Bunker by typing in your old keyboard thing, JAYDavis.net, jdavis@jdavis.net, or I think you got parentunafraid@gmail.com.
Yes.
Is that one? Yeah. Or you can leave messages here, I know, on the Blog Talk Radio site. You can also text us, 402-616-6093. By visiting jdavis.net, there is a comment page. So you're free to leave your comments there. We hope to hear from you guys because we're all in this shit together.
Yep.
I ain't in no shit. Y'all down there are in some shit.
Ernie, you're in a frickin' chimney.
Oh, we're gonna put a raccoon in there. You know you like
it. Ernie Chambers. I can't wait. Oh! We're gonna wrap this thing up. In just a minute, I'll be back with somewhat of an announcement.
2 minutes and 54 seconds.
For my family, for my friends, for those dead who lost our strength, this is a message, this is to you. Live it.
So the end all episode.